Hello, little Rumbelow character. What can you show me in televisions?
Well, sir, we have a wide range to rent or buy at low prices, and they're all covered by our Rumbelow's bond.
Look, I'm on telly.
Our bond gives you free delivery wherever you live.
Wow, this set fits me perfectly.
Free service for a year.
Hi.
How do you keep popping up all over the place?
Because I'm on videotape.
Ah.
Yes, first I'm here, then I'm here.
So you were. Rumbelows, we save you money and serve you right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Would you like to introduce the podcast for our new listeners?
Hi, welcome to Can I Pod with Madness, a podcast where we look at old episodes of Kerrang or magazines of Kerrang and Metal Hammer. Oh, flawless. And we look at them. Brilliant. This is great.
It's all gold, internet gold. Could this be like our soft relaunch? Because we haven't recorded in ages. So this
is not been that long.
No, it's like beginning of February we last recorded.
Oh, well, we've been to see some bands that are relevant. Yeah, well,
Let's get into it. What have we been doing?
Since we've been then, the events of the season we've missed it was Steve Tyler's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, I've forgotten how old he was now. Hold on, let me look. Accidentally clicked on Steve Taylor. Okay, so
Steve Taylor
is an English author and lecturer researcher in psychology who has written many books on psychology, spirituality, as well as books of poetry.
How old is he?
He is 56. So if we go on to the person that I was trying to, I've got fat fingers. Try again. He was 76.
76.
So he's 20 years the senior of Steve Taylor.
Steve Taylor. And what did we do on Steve Tyler's birthday?
We had a birthday party for him and he didn't show up, which was rude, but also understandable. Why are people also searching for Willie Nelson? Liv Tyler, Joe Perry, Amy Preston, which I think is a sibling relative or something, isn't it? But Mia Tyler, blah, blah, blah. Willie Nelson. Why? Mind you, is it just that he's trending? Why is he trending? He's 90.
Willie is.
On 29th of April, he's...
And he's on tour. He's 90 and he's on tour.
90. 90. Wow. So, wow. I mean, it's showing me now people also search for Lionel Richie, who is 74.
Right. Younger than Steve Tyler.
Younger than Steve Tyler, yeah.
Okay.
And Dolly Parton's the only interesting person who's then Kenny Rogers. Then it's going on to a bunch of people I don't know because it's gone down a kind of westerny route, I think. Oh, Snoop Dogg, who is 52.
Right, okay. Same age as me.
Yeah, well.
I didn't realise I was the same age as Snoop.
That's made you a lot cooler.
I don't know if I can claim that as making me cooler.
Dr. Dre's 59.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mad. 50 Cent, do you know how old 50 Cent is?
50 Cent's a young'un.
48, young'un. Baby. Ice Cube is 54. Eminem is 51. Baby. Little tiny baby Eminem. 51.
So everyone's late 40s, early 50s. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drake, no one cares.
Join us next week. We'll be counting down the ages of your hip hop stars of yesteryear. Steve Tyler's birthday, we put up our top fives,
didn't
we?
That was what we were talking about.
We put up our Aerosmith faves.
I created a tangent and I went down it and I got lost in Eminem's age. 51.
So do you remember your Aerosmith faves?
Yes. So Jaded.
Yeah.
The Other Side.
Yeah.
Head First.
Yeah. Oh no, actually that's not the order that you gave me.
No, it's not the order.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the last two. Lost.
Young Lust.
Young Lust, and I'm looking over at your...
Permanent Vacation at number four.
Right, okay.
So yeah, you're Jaded at five, fine. Permanent Vacation, Head First, Other Side, and Young Lust. And I had...
I know I put Young Lust as number one, but I think the Other Side's a close number one.
Well, it can shift around day to day, can't it?
It can. It depends what mood you're in. If you want to feel all maudlin, you're not going to listen to that.
So mine were Fine, F-I-N-E,
yeah,
at number five. Love in an Elevator at number four, because I'm basic. Number three, basic. Same Old Song and Dance. Number two, Young Lust. And number one, Sweet Emotion. But you could go on forever, couldn't you? They've got too many hits.
Yeah, and we could talk about the Rock and Roller Coaster for a moment.
Yeah, but R.I.P.
Yeah. So the Rock and Roller Coaster was a ride in Disney in America and Disney in Paris. I don't know about anywhere else. And it was a really good roller coaster, but played Aerosmith while you were going round, and while you were queuing up, you queued up, and you were meant to be like, you just stumbled upon their recording session, and then they're recording stuff, and then, oh my God, they turn around and start talking to you. And then that's all, you know, like, hey, you know, you're going on the roller coaster. They don't say that. That's not what happens, but that's the basic.
Hey, wait a minute. We can't leave these people here like this.
We can't?
No. Come on, you know how we feel about our fans.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, guys, what do you expect me to do? Send them all with you?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I love that idea. How about some backstage passes?
Oh.
And then outside was a big guitar, which was really cool. And then the neck of the guitar turned into the track of the roller coaster. And then as you're queuing up as well, it was a bit like Planet Hollywood / Hard Rock, where there was
gold discs.
You know,
guitars,
memorabilia, legit memorabilia, not fake memorabilia. And then the actual roller coaster itself was designed like a limo, because you go into like a rock show, and so it was really cool. And correct me if I'm wrong, if you could be even bothered to do that, but I think it might have been the first one to start at 3 G's,
right?
Not to be mistaken with. On your phone.
Right.
3G force when it sets off. I don't think it's 3Gs all the way around, but as you set off. But yeah. But now in Paris, that is the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it's Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And you've got
Avengers.
Robotic Iron Man outside telling you about the mission. You've got Captain Marvel on a screen.
They've basically tried to make it up to date by just saying, it's Avengers. And you're like, all right. And then I'm big Marvel fan, and I'm not dissing on Marvel, but the effort they've made to change it from the Rock and Roller Coaster to Marvel is minimal. They may as well have just kept it the Rock and Roller Coaster.
No
one's going to go on it and go, like, oh, I'm not going to go on this roller coaster because I don't understand what Aerosmith are. They're going to see a guitar. Everyone knows what a guitar is. Everyone wants a roller coaster. Get over yourselves. They should have just kept it as is.
Well, I think they made some effort. They've got a robot Iron Man, and they've got like actual Captain Marvel talking to you on the screen. So they've gone all out in those bits. But the actual ride is just...
It's exactly the same.
It's just exactly the same.
I can tell I'm older now because fast rides now do cause my head to hurt. Like I never remember thinking, oh, my head hurts. This feels like a bone rattler. But now I'm old, I can feel every bump.
Do you remember the songs they used to play on it as you went round?
Yeah, because they played Young Lust.
Yes.
And that was always the best one. It's a bit like Guardians now, because in America, Guardians has three songs and they are September. There's a Blondie song and something else. You can look it up while we're talking, because and everyone wants September. That's like the one you want when you go on it, but obviously you don't get to choose. You just go on it and it plays whatever. But when we were on Rock and Roller Coaster, you'd want that because they had Sweet Emotion as well, but that's too
it's
smooth.
It's too slow. It's too
for like something that's like, that's like the ride, and you need a song that goes with that, and that did.
I mean, the first time I went on it, the first song that played was Young Lust, and I thought, yes, this is what you want, because it's really fast, it's really stomping. But then it went into, like, they've got a lot of mid-tempo songs, you know, and Sweet Emotion, the main bit of it. It's just, you want something super fast.
That never worked.
They should have just played Young Lust the whole way around.
Yeah.
Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah.
Take off on an intergalactic chase through space and time with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, yeah. This is not going to tell me the songs, is it?
It will.
Well, this is DisneyWorld.co.uk.
Well, Google, I know you hate... one of your biggest problems in life is you're unwilling to ever just Google what songs are on Guardians ride, because for some reason you'll just Google Guardians of the Galaxy ride and expect to find that information.
So I've got a long, long ass list.
No, I think there's three songs.
Well, there's a lot more than three.
I think you're wrong.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, is that why that's been used on loads of reels? That makes sense.
Conga, Disco Inferno, One Way or the Other. That's the Blondie song. Right. I Ran, but Flock of Seagulls.
No, that makes sense, because maybe they go through phases and of having three at a time or something, because on lots of reels now, people are using the Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Right.
But, and I thought, why the hell is this suddenly popular? I mean, it's a good song, but...
So is it like Star Tours in that you get a combination, but you don't get everything?
I think so.
Because there's a lot of songs, like Free Ride, Moon Age Daydream.
Oh, Free Ride would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Creep.
Oh, my God.
Like Creep by Radiohead.
Is it? Why would, like...
You don't want my house going to bring you down, innit?
Who picks these songs? If Blondie came on, no offence, I'd get off.
I don't think you can get off.
I'd get off.
So what else have we done since we last saw you?
So we've been to see Saxon, Uriah Heep.
And
Judas Priest. Yeah.
Do you want to give us your honest review of that event?
The whole thing was really good, but I really enjoyed Saxon.
Yeah.
And I never had an opinion on Saxon before, never listened to them.
Did you know any of their songs?
No. Just really enjoyed it.
They just kicked ass.
Put on a really, because I hate support acts. And I know they weren't really support acts because it was like three people, but I sort of despise support acts, because going to concerts makes me feel generally quite stressful. Makes me feel stressed, yeah. And so I'm just kind of waiting for the main act to come on. And until then, I can't even remotely think about relaxing. And so it just feels like an irritant to have something on before where I'm meant to react to something. And so
that's generally bands where you don't know them, isn't it? If it's like three classic rock bands on the same night, you can't really go wrong.
No, I know, but Saxon were really good.
They were brilliant, weren't they?
Yeah.
Make some fucking noise, Yorkshire.
Yeah, you bastard. They didn't say that, and I don't know what that was, except that I just wanted to say it. And Uriah Heep and Judas Priest were really good.
Yeah, Uriah Heep did not play The Wizard, so I was a bit upset. But, you know, they did play Gypsy, and they did play Easy Living. These are the big hits. And
he's
a living.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
No, pretty good. And Rainbow Demon.
Rainbow Demon. Demon in the rainbows.
I vividly remember when Alice Cooper used to do a show on radio, on Planet Rock Radio. Is it called Planet, it's Planet Rock, isn't it?
I don't know, Grandad.
And he played Rainbow Demon and he really made fun of the name Rainbow Demon. Amy Rainbow Demon, he kept saying.
That's pretty funny.
If it's a demon that, I don't know, comes out of a rainbow, then what else?
Well, and we're going to see Alice Cooper this
year.
We
are going to go and see Alice Cooper.
And we're going to see Tenacious D this year.
We're going to see Tenacious D.
And we're going to see Heart.
We're going to see Heart.
Which is incredibly exciting for all three. Aren't we lucky?
Who else are we going to see?
Oh, no. I've forgotten.
At the end of the year.
Don't know.
Journey?
I'd forgotten about that.
You'd forgotten. Well, yeah, we got tickets for Journey.
It feels like we've gone a bit mental with tickets this year, haven't we?
Well, you know.
But, I mean, you can't control how many good bands, because then there'll be like 3 years when no one plays anything and...
Yeah.
It just so happens that...
When we get another pandemic.
Right. Groucho McGroucho face.
Did you know Journey are being supported by Cheap Trick?
No.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Pop rock classics.
We've not seen Steel Panther in ages, so that feels like that needs to happen at some point.
They're going
to
come back round again.
But
we did have some news that they're bringing Demolicious back, which we're very excited about. Demolicious is one of our favourite video series.
So if you've not already seen it, so Steel Panther, obviously, you'll be aware who Steel Panther are. They do some YouTube videos and... Were they on YouTube? Yeah, they were. Of course, they were stupid me. And,
hi, Grandma, where were they then?
They could have been on their website. I don't know. They did a series where they were looking at science stuff and I think fashion, but never really got into those. But the Demolicious was the one. I think there's 10 episodes. And in each episode, they, two of the band members listened to about three demos from real bands, but unsigned and unfamous bands. And they sort of just make fun of them, but in a nice way. But it's really funny and definitely worth a watch. But they're starting that again. And so if you do have a band, you can submit your demo to Demolicious at probably steelpantherrocks.com. Is that their website?
I think so, yeah.
I think it might be. And they'll make fun of you, but
it's what everyone wants.
It's
we
don't have a single word or sentence in our vocabulary that isn't stolen from something else, but definitely Demolicious has imprinted itself in our vocabulary and lives.
I've had
syrupy wad.
It's just steelpanther.com.
Oh, look at me, not expecting that. Why did I get steelpantherrocks.com?
I think they might have had Steelpanther Rocks at some point.
Don't go on steelpantherrocks.com because I don't know what that is. I don't endorse that page. That could be anything.
Could be anything, couldn't it? What else have we been doing? Do you want to talk about That'll Be the Day?
We went to see That'll Be the Day, which is... It's basically like a variety show from the 60s is what it was. It was people impersonating acts from probably the 60s to...
I think the 50s, yeah.
From the 50s
up till the 90s, I guess.
Some of them were really good.
Yeah. Yeah, musically good, mostly. And there were some bits in between the songs...
There were some comedy bits that perhaps weren't aimed at us.
And perhaps weren't aimed at anyone in this century.
No. But my father liked it, so, you know, and that was the aim. But we have also got tickets to go and see the Drifters. So, obviously a bit non-metal. But if you do ever get a chance to go and see the Drifters, go and see the Drifters because it's the best thing you'll ever see. Hands down. In it.
Yeah.
You look
fantastic.
Everything's gold.
It's all songs you know.
Gold, absolute gold.
They're doing brilliantly. What are you moaning about? Just brilliant. Go and see them.
Yeah. playing a lot of down south. Seems to be a lot of down south things.
Well, that's where the money is.
Yeah, I guess so. But speaking of up north, in Newcastle on the, I think, 13th and 14th of April, next weekend, you can go to Comic-Con. I know it's not said like that. Go to Comic-Con in Newcastle. And you can see Billy Worth and Jameson Newlander.
Of the Lost Boys fame.
I don't know why we're not going. And I am sort of thinking, should we go at least for a day? I don't know. It could be some last minute thing.
That's a bit of a trek, though, isn't it?
Is it, though? But is it, though? But is it, though? But is it, though? Newcastle, isn't it?
Haven't they got a near, like a horror con near us that we've not been to?
I don't know.
I mean, we will look into this off mic.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hear me frantically Googling.
By the time this is out anyway, that Comic-Con would have been over. The weird thing is, though, it's a comic convention. So I just don't know how that turns into Comic-Con.
Because that's just how most people say it.
But
like it's one word.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls, yeah.
I say sausage rolls in apparently a funny way, which I'm assuming is like your equivalent of me here in Comic-Con. And PC World. Although no one ever talks about PC World anymore, so that never really comes up, does it?
Not really. I've not PC talked about PC World for a while.
Exactly.
PC World.
PC World, but I say PC World. See, life's too short to put a pause in between PC and world. PC
you've
World.
You've got stuff to do.
Exactly. Like go to PC World and Rumbelows. And then stop off at Woolworths. Remember Woolworths and Rumbelows? Rumbelows was way before Woolworths. That stopped ages ago. I think Rumbelows is where you rented radios. It would have been like people who listened to Kerrang would have gone to Rumbelows 100%.
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know what tangent this has gone.
Back in the days when people rented TVs and videos. And
well, they will have rented, I don't know. Should we have a quick look at what Rumbelows were offering?
Once again, we're a heavy metal podcast.
Rumbelows, electrical company.
Talk about getting a fridge.
Founded in 1967. No, 1969. I saw 69 written. Oh, it was on my battery the other day when I was taking a screenshot of something and I sniggered to myself. Absolute child.
I'm glad to hear that.
It ceased operations in 95. So it was an electrical and electronics retailer that once rivaled Currys, Dixons and Comet, I'll have you know.
It's written by Mr. Rumble.
I mean, I'm looking through Wikipedia and I don't, it's not interesting. Several of the former Strothers, I've just realised you have to read the rest of it for this to make sense, but it just ended with the Rumbelows store in Whitechapel, Liverpool, had previously been the NEMS musical store in the 1960s when it was run by manager of the Beatles. Right, that's not interesting. That's got nothing to do with Rumbelows. That's just the store.
Yeah, but that's pertinent to our interests if it's music related. NEMS, I've heard of NEMS.
Radio Rentals. It was sold to Radio Rentals in 89. Hey, how do I remember Rumbelows so well? Do you know what's really annoying? In the same era as Rumbelows, there was a shop once in a high street not too far from where we were at the time, called It's a Gift. And it was like a gift stop. I've told you this, haven't I?
No.
And it was just like a sort of shop that would sell, you know, a little, you'd go in to buy someone a present, like a candle or a notebook or something like that. It was never anything particularly interesting. Smellies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I once wrote in a school like report thing that I went to buy a present, It's a Gift. And then I remember the teacher marking that, saying that doesn't make sense as a sentence, because she didn't know that the shop was called It's a Gift. She just heard me saying I bought a present at It's a Gift, and then assumed that I just lost my mind and forgotten how to talk. And because I was always a little bitch and never said anything back to anyone, I just accepted the criticism without going, well, actually, it's a shop. And I could have just said that. And she should have been like, okay, well, I'll put your marks back up. But it's fine because that happened probably about 35 years ago and I'm over it. It's fine. It's definitely fine. It's fine. I'm over it. It's fine.
Should we change the subject from high street?
Yeah, can we just
shopping?
Change the subject, please?
Shall we look at a magazine
yes.
from
yeah,
the
do
80s?
What people come here for. So I think people should know though that these this setup is brought to you by microphones that are standing on Iron Maiden sock boxes. So
well,
you
mine's,
got some,
mine's fitted trunks.
Oh, well, you got some socks and trunks from my mum for Christmas. They're Iron Maiden, and they come in a delightful presentation box. Really good quality box with like one of those magnetic shutter things. Like, you'll know what the ones I mean. And I just think people would like to know that our microphones are sitting on an Iron Maiden thing that we're looking at. You
we
know?
Should. I should find out my Amazon associates link.
Yes, do that. Buy socks through us and give us some money.
I don't know if Iron Maiden
please, we need
underwear
some money.
Is still available, but if it is,
be.
We will.
Yeah, put the link. Buy it through our link. It's the same for you, but we might get some money. I might get like 2p.
But
or don't, whatever.
You should be happy that we're... Even the things that our mics are resting on are metal.
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point. Because... people need to know it's a professional setup.
So what have I got for you this week or month? We're looking at Kerrang Contacts 1988 edition. So this was £1.20 and it's the magazine written by rock fans. Read your controversial comments. You can imagine how they're spelt. On Anthrax, Motley Crue, Poison, Black Sabbath, Whitesnake, AC/DC and much more. Metallica,
let me guess,
Guns N' Roses,
Axl
Def Leppard
is going to show up somewhere in it. come on.
Guns N' Roses pinups. Hundreds of pen pals inside. So awesome. I think we mentioned this previously. Basically.
Yeah, you told me that you were going to contact someone.
Yeah, I've got some listener mail. Well,
right.
People, I couldn't actually convert them to listeners, but I've got some mail. So I guess at the time, Kerrang was selling so much that they could... put out some money for old rope and just print loads of letters. There's no like editorial.
That's not a proper magazine. Well, I mean, it is. I know it's a physical magazine you're holding.
It looks like articles, but they're just long letters that they've received.
Oh, it's like a clip show. Are you doing a clip show?
But it's not letters.
You hate those.
It's not letters that have previously appeared. I mean,
I smell bullshit.
Well, perhaps, and perhaps not. But you do get a nice picture of Joe Elliott.
Nice picture.
From Def Leppard.
He's got some nice jeans on.
So obviously this is all based around controversial topics.
How are you spelling controversial?
With a K.
Yeah, right, okay, good.
So I won't read because it's mostly people ranting, right? But the first contacts controversy, Coverdale's Whitesnake, a stateside sellout. So I've read all of
I'm
this.
I've got bars, have I?
And like the upshot of it is David Coverdale's gone to America. He's hired an American band and fired all the kind of British people that were in Whitesnake. They've all got their hair dyed blonde and they...
Why is that a bad thing?
They only play songs from the 1987
he's got
album.
Blonde hair. Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah, but he's not a natural blonde.
None of us are. So, you're absolutely living in a... crazy world, if
well,
you
Robert
think.
Robert Plant is.
So he says.
Is Brett Michaels?
Yeah, no, I think he might be.
Vince Neil?
Yeah, he will be. Okay, well, you've got beautiful men who are natural blondes.
So, like, do you think Coverdale's Whitesnake is a stateside sellout? People are complaining that they go along and they're just playing songs from 1987. They don't play their old 70s hits.
Yeah, but
they're obviously
that's
courting
what people
the,
want.
It's the MTV audience and they make MTV videos and they have sexy women in.
But you give people what they want. If those fans want to hear that, then suck it up, buttercup.
All right. Well, I mean, that's put that controversial topic to bed.
I mean, I've just hit you with a proper 1950s line there.
The next controversial comment is about Robert Plant.
Wait a minute. How are you spelling controversial?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Contacts is also spelled with a K and a okay. Z.
Right, okay, good. Any umlauts?
No.
Okay.
No, they didn't go in for umlauts.
No.
Do you remember when you told your dad how Motley Crue you spelled their name and he was like, so it should be Motley?
No, I don't remember
Motley
that.
Motley Crue, because he was correctly using the umlaut.
Oh, well, he does that a lot with words. He pronounces Pingu in the way that you probably should pronounce Pingu, and Futon the way you should pronounce Futon, I guess. I've never heard a Icelandic. Is it Icelandic, Futon?
I don't know.
Or Scandinavian?
Yeah. Someone's annoyed that Robert Plant is trying to disown Led Zeppelin. And it's a very confused rant of a letter. Do you think someone who was in a band, the band split up in 1980 and he's got a solo career, do you think he should constantly just go on about Led Zeppelin? Yeah.
I think if he was going on about it, I think he would, there'd be an issue there.
Okay. Right, I've got some shit hot contacts for you.
Wait, how are you spelling contacts?
The K and the
okay.
Z.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if we're going to get through all this. There's a lot of good quality content here. Single hippie busker 31 seeks randy, ugly-ish female to join me hitchhiking, busking around Europe, must like sleeping out, cold, wet, hunger, booze, no wimps, no virgins, no Madonnas, hairy armpits a must.
I'm genuinely speechless.
That's what the from fuck? Gary Watson in Merseyside.
What the actual fuck? What?
There's a lot going on
what?
There.
I don't even... What? What?
So look, he wants you to go. You've got to like sleeping rough and being cold
that's
and
fine.
Wet and hungry.
Yeah, if you're a hippie hitchhiker, whatever, I get that. What? What? All right.
Right. Okay. Let's move on. I'm a 20-year-old metal headbanger into King Diamond, Exciter, Venom, Exodus, Slayer, Atomcraft, all thrash. I want pen pals, male or female. Don't bother writing if you're sane, because this bores me. So all you insane thrashers, get writing to me. All letters answered. Sean Metalhead Fox.
Oh, that's quite cute. I bet he didn't keep up with all the letters. If you've got loads, he'll have been like, oh, this is too much. I'm not getting paid for this.
Hello, I am Paul Def Goddard, and I'm looking for someone local of the female sex.
DEF.
Yeah.
Of course.
To write to or meet. Musically, I'm into Manowar, Lemmy, Anthrax, Metallica, and the sort of stuff that blows Granny's brains out.
Oh. I might be old enough to be a granny.
Yeah, so we both are. Hello, I'm Trish. I have blonde hair, blue eyes, and measurements of 36, 24, 36.
I'm Trish.
24. I'm 25 and looking for a Dio fan of any age. Looks do not matter, but personality does. Must be very nice. She's got very in capitals. We'll reply to all. Bring it on.
That's sweet.
Hiya, I'm a 21-year-old female into punk, glam and some metal. Faves include The Damned, Motley Crue, GBH, New Model Army and loads more. I'm also heavily into Garfield.
Imagine him thinking I'd have a nightmare from eating too much. Me, what a silly thing. What a silly...
Eat with all your might. Eat that pasta, eat it pasta till it's out of time. That's
what? From Julie in Guildford. Garfield.
Garfield, yeah, the cat.
The cat?
Well, I mean, she said it's Garfield. What other Garfields are there?
Well, I was just thinking, is there a band called Garfield? Has she just been the cat?
The cartoon cat.
What year is this? 88?
This is 88. This is the height of Garfield.
I mean, honestly, Garfield was fucking huge. We used to have, and we still have shown you those, scratch and sniff stickers of Garfield. You got one that smelled like lasagna, obviously. One that smelled like spaghetti. One that smelled like popcorn. Which always, popcorn on a scratch and sniff always smells like sort of dirty socks. And I can't remember what the other one was. Those four. What would that have been? Right, Ian, what would that have been? Let me, I'm going to have to Google this. Talk amongst yourselves.
Do you want me to give another letter while you're Googling?
Yeah, go on then.
Are there any sane people out there? Well, if there are, don't write to me. I mean, this is a bit of a theme, isn't it? I'm a 15-year-old female, mostly into Thrash, Metallica, Testament, Megadeth, Anthrax, also into Crew, Sister, Rat, and anything else that blasts your brain out of your arsehole.
Oh.
Sense of humour is important. I will write to anyone aged 15 to 100. Capitals. No trendies, please. That's from Sarah in Rotherham.
Oh, my God, there were loads of scratch and sniff stickers you can get, right? So we had popcorn, and there's a chocolatey one, and some sort of thing that looks like pizza, and then one that looks like chicken. Problematic. Garfield was not a vegan. Watermelon. I think it might have been watermelon.
Well, he's not a carnivore. He's a cat.
We should give like good hot vegan tips for the day. And Monty Bojangles, cocoa dusted truffles that are vegan are very nice. So yeah, that can be our hot vegan tip.
That's your hot vegan.
Look at the picture of the lasagna though. It looks like it's in the litter tray, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Was it not like a catnip?
No, because that doesn't
smell.
This
is on Etsy.
Oh my God, we should totally buy these. I would totally smell that with my... I can smell it now.
After like 35 years,
I don't need it.
They're not going to...
Yes, they will. You don't... Imagine the chemicals they use by then. They'll last. Amazing. Buy yourself some scratch and sniff Garfield stickers and I promise you... I mean, I get, as I'm saying this, if it's not nostalgic, it wouldn't make any sense. The popcorn one's funny. Look at his face. Look at his.
I mean, we'll have brilliant. To put this on the Instagram.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We could link to these and buy them through Etsy and give us some money or something. Just give us money. This person's. There's one that looks like he's in a shit. What is that one? What is that? Because it looks like a poo, doesn't it?
That does look like a poo.
What is it?
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Oh.
It. I think probably like a Hershey's Kisses or something.
Yeah.
But in England, that looks like a poo.
Yeah.
So, never mind.
And not a very good quality poo either, like quite a smoothie.
Lovely.
So there's a visual component to this as well. And I'm not going to get into making fun of people.
No, we're not doing that.
But I want you to like look at this picture and describe it, because people have sent these pictures in. So at the top
On the top.
Yeah. He thought this was a good...
Which one's he on the one on the left?
I mean, I guess.
I think that's quite a good picture. He's wearing a leather jacket. He's got cool hair.
It doesn't look like he was ready for
like
the
Bieber.
Photo.
He looks a bit Justin Bieber, but that's not a bad thing. Bieber's popular.
I thought he was Chris Needham.
He's got all commercialised. He's got a metal t-shirt on and he's got a mate.
His mate is just cheekily
poking around the corner. I think he's got his finger up to his mouth, so he could be smoking. Like it could be but it looks. That's a nice photo. It's a casual. I'm just hanging out with my mates.
I guess. I mean, one thing we shouldn't forget is back in these days, like you had to have a camera and you had to buy film.
Yeah, and you had 27 chances.
Or 36 if you really shelled out.
And if you accidentally got it overexposed, there's tough shit. And then the bottom one. It looks nice.
Well, that's more what you'd expect. This is, here's a picture of
it's
me.
It's really, really cute.
I'm sat at home. But it's the other one, it just looks like an accident. That looks like...
No, I think that's a photo on the inlay of your album.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's Josh Mosh Rodriguez of San Antonio.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good photo.
So if you're listening, Josh.
And then the one at the bottom is really cute. Really, really sweet.
What?
He's just sitting on a sofa looking really cute. Right. Just cute.
That's Duff Leviton, also West Michigan.
Yeah.
A lot of American people. All right. I mean, this is another controversial topic for you. pretty boys pummeled? Is glam rock giving metal a bad name?
I mean, to metalheads, yeah, probably.
So here's a letter from Simon Jones in Powys. Glam rock is great, but what is glam? You always pigeonhole Guns N' Roses, Faster Pussycat and Poison together. But they are all different. Guns N' Roses are Aerosmith. Pussycat are Hanoi Rocks. Poison are Kiss. Poison are the only pretty ones. The others look terrible. So that's like a broadly positive letter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's weird because you can't criticise someone for being pretty, but like Bret Michaels is pretty.
I mean, there's a lot of criticism of people just for being pretty in this.
Well, I know, but it's not their fault. They're born beautiful, is it? But like CC DeVille isn't as stunning as Bret Michaels.
But he's got magnificent hair.
He's alright. But it's an interesting question. I don't know the answer.
I've always been into rock since I was a nipper. I've always gone into my favourite bands and waited to get a ticket in the queue for hours in the rain without food so as not to miss it. That's what I call decent, honest, loyal rock fan, a person who spends his hard-earned cash, brackets his dole, on his favourite band. I've got some friends, well, so-called friends, who are into glam rock. It's like a competition with them, see who's got the nicest hair, who's got the best-smelling perfume, and who's got the biggest balls.
Oh. It's weird.
I've got some advice to glam rock fans. Pack it all in because it's all balls. I'm sure people will agree with me that glam is ruining the rock metal scene. Let's stamp it out before it takes over.
Is have it like? Does he mean like literally the biggest balls? Is do men talk about your balls are big? Because you've got you've got big balls. It kind of equates to like bravery, but I don't think that's what he's talking about. Is he talking about literally big balls?
Large testicles, yeah.
Wow.
Personally, I think glam rock metal is the best thing to do with the metal scene at the present. What is wrong with a band that wants to dress up and look good for their audience?
Preach.
Tame Down, Pussycat, said in an interview in Rip magazine that men are a little too afraid of looking too feminine. And I tend to agree with him. The macho image is long gone and more ridiculous by far than anything remotely glammy. Glam bands look more professional, have a lot more humour involved.
A lot more professional. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, but
if you take yourself seriously, you're going wrong somewhere.
True.
Music without a bit of fun is like coffee without sugar.
True.
Bloody disgusting. Even some more disgusting bands like Bon Jovi are being brought into the pretty boy argument now. It comes to something when you get put down for being too good looking. That's from Rags in Cheltenham.
I'm not sure what they're angry about or pro there.
Well, I think there's been a lot of letters saying, let's get rid of pretty boys in bands,
right.
And then there's a lot of these
please
that are saying,
don't, for the love of God, don't never do that. I mean, it doesn't matter now because no bands are of any interest, but on the off chance, just don't. Everyone enjoys a pretty boy front man, don't they? Everyone does. You enjoy Satchel from Steel Panther, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, and why do you enjoy him?
Well, he's a good guitarist. He's funny.
And?
He did once mention that he was a dungeon master.
And?
Well, he's a good-looking lad,
exactly,
isn't he?
Exactly, he's a good-looking guy. And you enjoy that? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
You can enjoy it.
My mum said, oh, yes, he's very good-looking.
Well, then there you go.
And if you can't trust my mum on matters like this, who could you trust? Bands such as Motorhead, Quo, Black Sabbath, Zeppelin made it without the pretty boy image.
I mean, compliment.
I think Led Zeppelin were quite
you
pretty.
Ugly bastards. You managed with a face like that.
The
I'm
argument
joking.
About glam rock is about as stupid as the fears at last year's Castle Donington about the thrash fans clashing with the Bon Jovi fans. I didn't see any signs of violence or hate between the fans. I like both, and I noticed how a lot of the other moshers were surprised at how loud and heavy Bon Jovi sounded. I must admit that I felt like having Bon Jovi
loud and heavy.
Well, maybe live, you know, they crank up the guitars and stuff.
No shade, but I mean, technically loud as in it's coming out of an amp and
well,
it goes.
Listen to Philip Lewis because he was there. All right.
Heavy. Bon Jovi. Heavy. Okay.
I nearly puked when I heard the totally commercialised. Slippery When Wet, but Bon Jovi gave me one of the best sets of the day.
Great. Well done. That really answers the heavy question that you posed.
You know, he's not so locked into being narrow-minded about these things.
No, yes, actually, he's saying a good thing. I'm on board.
Right, so this one's from Headbanger Oars from Manga. Why do you presume that glam rock may be giving metal a bad name? There is bugger all wrong with groups such as Tiger Tails, Fasted Pussycat, and especially Poison, brackets, Talk Dirty to Me is one of the greatest songs ever. No, the groups who are giving metal a bad name are the groups who can do nothing but spew out satanic rubbish such as Slayer, Venom and Onslaught. Okay, these groups are really great musicians. Have I excluded Venom? But their lyrics are just so boringly predictable.
I don't think I could... I mean, the reason I don't like Slayer is because they ruined Guitar Hero 3 with Rain in Blood being on there and I couldn't play it and I didn't want to play it and it was irritating. But I don't think you pick out Slayer lyrics, can you? Is that in it? Look at that. Look at the soundbar on that. Ooh. We're watching the soundbar as we talk. And that's been one fun thing we've been doing before we've been doing these podcasts is using our voice and the sound waves to sort of make shapes. And like the only sort of shapes you can make is like a, you know, I've been, my first thing was trying to make a penis because I'm 14, but you can make like fish because, you know, it's quite an easy profile shape.
I mean, do you want to give us an example and blow people's
No, because I'll then keep trying to do it and it'll just, no one wants to hear that. But yeah, there you go.
Well, look, we've been recording for 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
We're only 13 pages into Crank Contacts. So should we draw a little line under it there? Come back to this little part two.
So part two coming soon.
So look forward to, we've got some controversial topics.
Wait, how are you spelling controversial?
With a K. Topics such as Black Sabbath, the Beastie Boys. So that's very
a bit
controversial.
Modern.
And I've actually got some mail that I'm going to read out.
You've been saying this. This is like the biggest, what's it called?
Cock tease.
That's the one, cock tease. You've been saying this for so long now. It's got like 6 months. This will be as long as like the distance between us and these magazines when you finally get around to telling us what someone said.
Because we haven't recorded in like
months. Shut up, man.
So before we go, you got any deep cuts?
Well, one of my deep cuts was, it was Shakademus and Pliers with Twist and Shout. Because
the definitive version of Twist and Shout.
Well, because I challenge you to not listen to that and just feel in a summery mood and just be like, I'm enjoying this, every part of this. So that's one of them. But also, Rush Hour came on the radio.
Jane Wheedling.
And I don't know what genre that would be, but it was on Silk and Steel, I think.
Oh, okay.
So Silk and Steel was a CD I had of, I think it would have been called Soft Rock. It probably was Soft Rock.
Our first ever episode, we talked about Silk and Steel.
So it feels to me like it is. I'm not sure what genre they would... Oh, pop. They call it pop. But I don't know. It kind of doesn't feel like...
Power pop.
Yeah, maybe. There's something more... than just your basic pop
song
with it.
She was in the Go-Go's with Belinda Carlisle and they were like a kind of pop-punk, sort of post-punk band. So, that's a brilliant song.
So, you got two there to pick from. So, Rush Hour and Twist and Shout by Shakademus and Pliers.
Good songs. Have you got anything else you want to tell our listeners to tide them over until the next edition?
No.
We're back. We're sexy back. We're back. Yeah, we were away. You thought we'd gone for good. You don't get rid of us that easily. We've got a lot of magazines to cover.
Cover to cover.
Cover to cover.
She either got cover.
Yeah.
And you said cover.
I think we should do something from the 90s, like the mid 90s. Or the late 90s.
Fuck off.
Come on.
Late 90s. That was like 10 minutes ago. Exactly.
We can talk about Slipknot and shit.
Actually, pop punk. Pop punk was the thing, wasn't it? Early 2000s pop punk.
We can do another one tomorrow.
Yeah, we could do.
Yeah. But we're going to leave you now for this week, whatever week this comes out in. And so remember to stay metal. Also follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, us on Blue Sky, follow us on Threads.
But genuinely look for the link for these Iron Maiden socks because they're good socks.
And the pants are good. They're very comfy.
I didn't get any pants. I got some socks. You got pants and socks. But the socks are good.
Yeah, they're all different designs.
Do you know what? I've got a feeling in the ladies' socks. I think I got three pairs and you've got four here.
Oh, why is man, that a thing? That's the pink tax for
that
you,
is
isn't it?
It's fucking pink tax, isn't it? Bullshit. But the box is really nice. So
I think my box is better because it's got killers. You've got Number of the Beast.
Right. But they're like the sort of box you could keep knickknacks in.
Yeah.
You could
keep dice.
Or your passport and some change. Or
your backstage pass.
Backstage pass, yeah, memorabilia, so you could keep that in your Iron Maiden thing. And they've got a nice like side bit, so you could put them on a shelf. It just says Iron Maiden. They're all the same.
It's a quality item.
It's a quality item. So check the link in the description.
And if Iron Maiden Enterprises
would like to sponsor us for pimping their socks and their pants,
only say good things about all their products.
Oh my god, their socks are so good. Hit us up and we would love to talk about
the best heavy metal band. They're much better than Saxon. But we like Saxon and Uriah Heep and Judas Priest.
You said Uriah Heep like PC World then and Sausage Rolls.
Yeah. The Heap.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Rob Halford's spangly jacket and the way he just sort of struts around on stage during the instrumental sections like he's a sort of heavy metal shop steward.
Yeah.
He's not running around, but he's not staying in one place. He just goes for a walk.
Bit stompy. Stomping a bit. It was good though.
Yeah. He's still got it.
Still got it.
Rocking out.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
Stay metal.
That was our Judas Priest review. See you later.
Bye.